Hey, welcome to Terry and Gary's Low Expectations Podcast.
Pro wrestling superstar Rhino and his co-host Gary come to you live each week with guests from the world of pro wrestling, comics, movies, sports, and more. So if your standards aren't too high, Terry and Gary's Low Expectations Podcast is for you.
Even today, you know, when I'm in there wrestling, I feel energized. I feel good. I feel like I've got a lot left in the tank.
Good things are going, baby.
Oh, man, they don't lie.
You have to grow a mohawk so that you can go by the name Kleba Lang.
The ratings are through the roof right now.
Right.
Catch Terry and Gary every Thursday at 4 p.m. Eastern live on Podcast Detroit. Download Terry and Gary or stream on Spotify, iTunes, iHeartRadio, or the Terry and Gary TV YouTube channel. You know what to do next. Leave your expectations at the door and enjoy the show.
What's up?
I tried to slide into the screen really cool, but didn't work.
Did not work. Well, anyways, episode 82. Can you believe that? We've done 82 episodes and we haven't said anything in 82 episodes. Yeah.
I have nothing to say.
Exactly what I thought.
Right. I can hardly hear you.
You can hardly hear me?
You know what? Let me jump out and jump back in.
Oh, my God. We're done. See you guys at episode 83. Well, we'll just talk to whoever's on here. Heather Lynn, what's up? Hi, guys. How are you? I finally got a puppy. She is the too cute. That's awesome. What kind of puppy did you get there, Heather? So we'll just wait for Terry to jump back in because, you know, that's how he does. Home of Low Expectations and on all. Oh, there he is.
I don't know why I can hardly hear you.
Can everybody else hear me or is it just Rhino?
You there?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right. Well, I'm just going to have to try and listen close.
Well, I want you to know Heather Lynn says she bought a puppy. So,
a puppy?
Yep.
Nice.
Patrick Mendez, the greatest pinball player in the state of Michigan, said hello, guys.
What's going on? How are you, Patrick?
Heather said she got a palm chi. Sounds like a Starbucks drink.
Cool. Are you, Heather, are you coming to the show on July 28th?
Curveball Collectibles sponsor, Mike Wilson in the house. What up, boys? What up, Mike?
What's going on, Mike? How are you, brother?
And Rita Doobie, the Doobster, said hello, 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 wave, wave, wave. So many exciting events to talk about. Let's fill that pantry. Oh, yeah. Well, might as well start off with that. At the IWR 13 in St. Heat, we will have a food drive, non-perishable food drive for the Oaks of Righteousness Homeless Shelter. Their food pantry, as she posted a couple of days ago, is like completely empty. And Heather's an amazing woman, and the Oaks feeds hundreds of people a day, several times a day. So they're running out of food. So if you guys are coming to IWR 13, or if you're not, stop by Oaks of Righteousness and drop off some canned foods or some mac and cheese or something so they can fill some boxes. And if you're coming to IWR 13, July 28th at the FOP Hall, bring some cans of food, bring some box macaroni and cheese, bring any non-perishable item you can part with, and let's help fill that pantry and feed some people that need it this summer. My dad said, just Terry. I don't know what that means, but it's just Terry. It's a Terry show.
I think he was just saying hi to me.
Oh, just Terry. Yeah, well, that sounds like my dad.
Yeah.
Heather Lynn, if I had the money, I would be. So that would be a no. She's not coming to the show. Patrick Mendez.
Up for next show.
Right. When's that going to be? Soon, hopefully.
Back in August. I'm watching this boat pull in the marina. And
we see you. We see how
what the hell they're doing.
We see how into this podcast you are.
Hey, you know what? I still got a marina to run. If you see me take off, it's either they hit a boat or
if they hit a boat, scan the TV.
Oh, I'm out of there. I'm running, swinging. I'm running down the docks.
Please, somebody film that if he's running down the docks, because I want to see that. Patterson is not quite the best pinball player in Michigan, but he's getting there. Well,
it's funny because these people, you know, hey, I'm not saying I'm a great skipper, but, you know, watching some of these people drive boats, it's a classic.
Brandon Wolfgang, what's up? Good to see you, brother. Ryan Wolf, what up, Terry and Gary? Man, when's IWR going to get figures? Well, we've talked about it. We'll see. It's coming.
Yeah.
would love to have a big Terry Rhino figure in a Heath. Well, you just keep waiting, Ryan. Patience will pay off. Heather Lynn, I want to come to the next show. Well, we hope to see you there, Heather. It's probably going to be at the end of August. More news coming. Get the number C's people need. We are coming. All right, so Kerbal Collectibles will be in the house on July 28th. Good to see you. Good to see you there, Mike. Need a good place to eat prior suggestions. So on the way down, well, you can eat at the hall. FOP serves some mean hot dogs and pizza, but if you're going to eat before there, I mean, there's Dolce Vita. There's Quattro's and Nick and Nino's or whatever. There's Brass Monkey right there. Bunch of little places right there on the way. So, Brandon Wolfgang, I can't wait to meet you. I'm sure he's talking to you.
No, I'm talking to you, Gary.
No way. Well.
You don't want to meet me right now. People are pulling up to a dock, and it's like, what do you want? You haven't run out of dock here.
Yeah, you won't be disappointed, Brandon, when you meet Rhino. I mean, I was, but I mean, you won't be.
Right. You were so disappointed when I called you and you answered. You're disappointed in yourself.
Every day I've been trying to get that time machine to work so I can go back to January 26th, 19, whatever. Hey, Patrick, so why does Gary's son wear diapers and why have a party? Well, actually, the one person that was wearing diapers there was – oh, nobody was actually wearing diapers there. My son is having his first child, and he's already a great father to a 7-year-old, but he's having his first child in September-ish, October-ish, somewhere in there. So as long as he doesn't mess up the pop fest, I'll be happy. But, yeah, we had a diaper party for him. Terry was in the house, a bunch of parents and friends and family, and we all bought him a bunch of diapers because that's what he's going to need, diapers and patience.
Yes.
Mike Wilson, I love how Terry is 100% focused. This is the home of low expectations.
Who's that? Mike?
Mike said he loves
it. I got a business to run, baby. Nobody docks here for free. Nobody.
Might be drug runners. You got to get out there and chase them off.
Yeah, actually, I got to watch that. I mean, we don't have problems with that, but you never know.
You never know.
I didn't have it the first year, but we chased them out of here because the marina was empty for a long time before I bought it.
So now you know.
That's that pontoon that I showed you.
Oh, yeah.
Well, yeah. We got a big regatta coming in this week, you know, and at the boat club. So I think they might be here for that. I don't know. But they've got a pontoon, so I don't know why they would, you know, maybe they want to go across the street and eat, but the docks for the restaurant are next to mine. So
yeah, tell them that and get out there and put a sign up.
Yeah.
I am a WWE and AEW and Impact Wrestling fan. We are too. Well, I'm an IWR fan.
Right.
Oh, our buddy.
We're wrestling fans.
Wrestling fans. That's right. Wrestling fans. Wrestling. Robert Brown's back. Lafayette, Indiana in the building. What's happening?
Terry. Hey, what's going on? Good old Lafayette.
Lafayette. You got any stories about Lafayette, Terry?
No.
And there you go. There you have it.
It's a good town, though.
Yeah, it's a good town.
Wrestling town.
So,
Fort Wayne, Indiana. I really love Indiana.
Do you?
Driving through the countryside, too, you know. GPS always takes you the shortcuts. You get to see, you know, God's earth, God's great creation, so.
Yeah, because you're a driver. If you can drive it, you're going to drive it when you go.
I love driving, and I always say Michigan's God's high five. That looked like that on. Anyways.
That was a good one. I like that one. I might have that one. Patrick Mendez is back. Patrick wants to say, I saw a guy smash into a dock with a 10-foot boat. The guy on the front of the boat with the rope flew onto the dock. Was that a Big Daddy's Boatyard?
No.
No.
10-foot boats. That's like a rowboat. You probably mean a 20-foot boat.
Put that in
the back. I don't think you can pick up enough speed with a 10-foot boat. Well, you got those little motors on there, yeah.
Mike Wilson.
If you ever go online, and sometimes it's very cringeworthy, but look up boat disasters.
Oh.
Holy cow.
I got enough stress in my life. I try not to look up disasters, unless it's funny.
Yeah.
Funny disasters.
Or boat wrecks. Usually the stuff that they have, you know, nobody gets hurt, and you're just like, ugh. So.
Mike Wilson said he forgot to ask you during the signing we had at Kerbal Collectibles back a little while ago. Did you wrestle during high school, Terry?
Yes, 4 years. Varsity? Played football for 8 years, but not 8 years in high school, 8 years total, little league and everything. I was in high school for 8 years. I think after five or six, they just kick you out. It's only in there for six.
Well, what weight class did you wrestle in? Oh, we got a phone call.
Wait 1 second. Let me get this.
First call in.
Boatyard.
And there's Terry doing business.
Yeah. You guys are in the Orange Pontoon? Yeah.
He was watching. He knew something was happening.
But who's your dad?
I'll sit back and watch what happens.
Oh, okay. Does he have a boat down there?
You're dropping viewers by the second.
Oh, okay. Are you here for the restaurant? Oh, you're just going over there to eat? Yeah, just tie off there. Just tie off there. And well, then there's the docks over. You can see the docks where the gravel is.
Ask him.
Yeah, that's where their docks are. But if you're tied off, just tie off there. No, you're all right. You'll need the gate code to get in and out, though.
Terry in action. You guys watch him. This is a business game.
Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. Yeah, no, you're good. Just don't tell anybody the dock code or the gate code. Follow the dock. You'll see by the sign the flagpoles and just walk across the street. It's 1245. I'll text you on this number. So I'm actually doing a podcast where I would have came down and greeted you.
Don't worry, Terry. What's the code now? Well.
Oh, nice, nice. Nice. Yeah, just
this is my pro number one Jingle Bar, signed by James, and James is going to be at the Pop Fest again this
year. Thank you.
Come on down. And this is my Dave Akins art from
we got that taken care of.
Today is going to be at the – hey, we're back. Terry and Gary live, Expectations Podcast, episode 82. All right. My wife said Terry in action. Yeah, it's excitement. It's pure and utter excitement when Terry is in action and giving his code to all the viewers and followers that are watching right now. Rhino, do you have any favorite memories from your first TNA run?
Oh, a lot of them. Winning the title, the gauntlet match, working with Abyss, the Monsters Ball match, the night I won then went on to the gauntlet, then went on to the heavyweight title with Jeff Jarrett, and then a bunch of matches with Abyss, Sabu. Yeah, a lot of good memories. Yeah.
What would be your best, your most fondest time in wrestling? Was it with TNA? Was it in WWE? Was it Impact? Or is it, are they all just great?
I'd probably say ECW because it was where I cut my teeth. And then WWE when I had that first run. And then after neck surgery, it was kind of like Edge, Christian, and myself, we were split up because before we were riding together, traveling together. And then, you know, they did the brand split and, you know, we were on different rosters and Adam was hurt when I came back. And then, you know, so
is it different when your friends move on? I mean, some of your closest, you know.
Well, when we were coming up together, you know, the indies and stuff like that. And then they started with WWE. And then I was going over to Germany, and they were getting some really good steam when I got back for about a good year, you know. Edge, probably a good 2 years. And then I started with ECW, and so they were a good three years in. Adam Edge was about 4 years in, and then when I got back there, and then it's nice because, you know, we were all together before the first time, you know, you're just living out of your suitcase and tuna fish cans and all that jazz. But yeah, so that was that. And then, you know, then you're traveling the world and every weekend you're on the road. And then after neck surgery, when I came back, Edge was leaving for neck surgery. And then and then they did the brand split and all that. So, or they had already done the brand split. So, but yeah, and then Impact when I first went there, and I think when I first went there, and then the last year or two I was there. So, and then Ring of Honor was a lot of fun, and then my second time back, you know, working with Heath, and you know, and then working with the Usos, and you know, and Fandango and Breeze, and a lot of good tag teams.
Yeah, the Usos, I mean, they're really hot right now. I mean, they're unified tag team champions, and all the people you've wrestled with, who do you think is the best tag team that you've ever encountered? Besides you and Heath.
By far the Usos.
Yeah.
You know, now.
Yeah.
You know, and then, you know, before the Usos, but I mean, it was hard because, you know, it's hard to narrow one down, but the Hardys and the Dudley Boys and, you know, you even had APA, you know, they come out and you had such a great reaction. They would have such a great reaction. And, you know, and Bradshaw, he was in the wrestling, you know, probably 5 or 6 years before I got into it, but still he had a lot of experience, you know. And, you know, and then, you know, working with Ron Simmons, you know, and that tag team.
Damn.
And, yeah. So, and then, you know, obviously Bradshaw went on in a singles career and did very, very well, became world champion and all that. Yeah, I always had fun wrestling all of those guys. So.
Why don't you guys comment your favorite tag teams, and we'll see what they've got. Mike Wilson said he wrestled 189 during high school. You liar. And he was a varsity.
Yeah, I wrestled 189.
You did, too?
I wrestled 189 for my freshman and sophomore year, and then heavyweight, junior and senior.
Nice.
But I was a light heavyweight because I was only like 210. Yeah.
Wonder if you and Mike could have had a match back then. I mean, he's wrestled 189 too.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. So, man, not me. LOL, such a professional podcast. LOL. Well, it is the home of low expectations. We have no professional in the title whatsoever. But Terry is a professional. Professional doc dealer. this is when Terry asked for a carryout order. He doesn't order his food during the show. I hope he charged at least $20 for parking. Did you, Terry? Did you charge for parking?
No, he offered to give me money. He came in to go across the street to the restaurant, and it looked like he had a little bit of a tough time tie-in because the wind's really blowing, and he's got a top on there and kind of acts like a sail. So
see that. That's
going to have him move.
Terry 101, the first one's free. Get him coming back next time.
Hey, you know what? He's going across the street to eat, so he'll leave a nice tip for the waitress, seeing that I didn't charge him, you know. So
we'll see.
People helping people out. That's what we do down here in Bulls Harbor. We help each other out.
Bulls Harbor?
Right.
Hey, Robert Brown, he does own a boat, Mrs. He owns Big Daddy's Boatyard in Monroe.
I should go sell him some merchandise. Right. I got those coffee cups I never passed out to the members. Gary, you got to come over and help me put them on the boat. Yeah, come on. Oh, your wife did ask. Hey, Dawn, I'm going to need Gary next Monday or two. Well, no, next Friday.
Next Friday.
Yeah, because all of next week I'm busy working on that one boat, that old wooden boat of mine, and then the show, and then Friday. So, Dawn, you heard me. Friday I'm going to need Gary's help.
Gary's in demand.
Gary's in hot demand, high demand.
Robert said you should have had the title a bit longer. Why'd they take the title off you so quickly? I don't know which one that is.
I think that's NWA, NWA TNA title. I don't know. Jeff didn't even want to for me to get the title. And then Dutch went to bat for me, and he said, you got to. You know, the guy's fresh in. And, you know, he was supposed to wrestle Nash that night. And something happened with Nash, some health issues or something. You know, minor, nothing major. But so they figured they'd do the gauntlet and all that stuff. And you know, put me over. And when I came in, I was getting a babyface reaction anyways. And they put me with Jeff, and when he was feuding with Raven, and that turned me babyface that night. And 2 days later at TV, which aired like a week later, they took it off me. So, but well, put it back on Jeff. I don't know why, you know, but
two stories you told me about Jeff. I don't know if I like that guy now.
No, he's a really good dude. And I really like Jeff. So right. I just, it was at that time where he was always a champion, and a lot of people were giving him slack, and it wasn't the good heat, you know, like as a heel, you want to get heat, but yeah. So
let's see what else we got here. We got Eric. Did they ever find out who the Radomir wrestler was?
The what?
Radomir.
I have no idea who that is. I'm drawing a blank.
Sorry, Eric, we're drawing a blank. Mike Wilson shouting out Whitmore Prescott, 88 to 91. He's gonna be like Al Bundy coming in there with his wrestling jacket on next Thursday, his varsity jacket. Tell me, Mike, you're gonna wear that varsity jacket next Thursday, aren't you?
Oh, me?
No, Mike Wilson. He's coming down.
Oh, Mike, yeah. You know what I just ordered is a one of those 50 styles varsity sweaters.
Back when you went to high school.
Yeah, back in 2008. They actually used to have varsity sweaters up until the 70s and 80s, right?
I don't know.
Maybe they still have them in some schools.
I'm sure they do.
Yeah. Don's watching Leave It to Beaver. I was on a Leave It to Beaver kick.
Oh, Ward being a little harder than the Beaver, so, I mean, you got to be careful with that. Don says she'll pencil it in.
Pencil what in?
See, you already forgot.
Next oh, Friday. Gary, yeah. I'm still on Leave It to Beaver in the varsity sweater. I seen Wally had it. I'm like, you know what? Let me check Amazon.
So next week, Mike and Rhino will both have varsity sweaters on.
Right. Mike, you wear your jacket out. Well, don't wear your jacket. It's a little too Mike hot. Said, Bring Mike it. Said, Throw it over your shoulder, you know?
Mike said maybe. All right, hey, let's get to we have one of our commercials I want to play real quick. We got a guy coming in. I'm pretty excited about PCO coming to town, getting in the IWR ring for the first time. So let's do this little teaser for the French Canadian. PCO trying to take away Dread King Logan's IWR World Heavyweight title July 28th. Paying attention?
Yeah, I'm just I don't know if Logan's up for it, man. PCO is insane.
He is a madman.
The way he uses his body he just uses his body as a weapon. He reminds me a lot of Sabu. Sabu used to use his body as a weapon, you know. So, but it's insane.
Big boy, it's going to be a great match. Eric said the Rademacher crashed the show at Renegade's Bar, the local show.
Say that again.
He said Rademacher crashed his show at a Renegade's Bar, the local show. I think that just happened not too long ago.
Okay. Rademacher crash. Where's Renegade's Bar?
I think it's local. I think I did hear something about that. Augusta Simmons is watching. Hey, what's up, Augusta? How you doing?
Hey.
Robert Brown, during your run on ROH in the House of Truth faction, who were the masked dudes?
Yeah, that was actually pretty entertaining. House of Truth, Truth Martini called me up and he goes, guess how much I paid for you? And this was like in 2011. And because he purchased me from the embassy. And I go, how much? He goes, $75,000. He laughed. I go, we're still in a recession. I'm worth way more than that. So.
Oh, man. And my dad said Dread King all the way. So we know where his loyalties lies to the king.
Yeah.
Robert Brown, are y'all Street Fighter or Tekken fans? I honestly don't play video games, but I did like Street Fighter better. Finish him.
I'm more of Nintendo.
More like a Pac-Man or like a Frogger kind of guy.
No, I'm Mario Brothers, baby, where you have to take the card out, blowing it.
is that how you do it?
Yeah.
One more time for the fans at home.
Yeah.
That's what I tell all my
girlfriends when I dated them, hey, Nintendo relationships are like Nintendos. They get rough every once in a while. You just take it out, blow it, and jam it back in. That usually fixes everything.
And on that note, Eric said Westland on Ford Road. I remember what you're talking about, Eric. I just do not know who that was. I'm sure somebody found out who it was, but I do not know. But so let's.
When was the show?
I think it was like earlier this year, maybe.
Okay, I'm thinking it was a while ago.
I don't think so. Kelly Linwolf, I'm with you, Rhino. Old Nintendo.
See, Kelly, that's what I'm talking about.
Look at that.
I always loved when Christian would do that.
Oh man, we're gonna see Terry next more.
Oh, he's turning it up now that he's a heel on AEW. His promos, oh man.
Who'd you say?
Christian.
Oh, Christian, yeah. Ruthless.
Oh, you know what?
Appearance and stuff, and I was like,
that's what wrestling needs, man. You know, and Jungle Boy, I want to see him kick his ass. What's that?
I do too. I like Christian, but man, he started talking about Jungle Boy's dead dad. I mean, 902.
And with what? His whole family dead and all that stuff. And, you know, and that's the meat and potatoes of what he said, but it's how he said it. It's how he delivered it. And it's real. And I listened to Jim Cornette talk about that. And I love Jim Cornette. And, you know, how he dissected that promo, and that's what wrestling needs, because Christian isn't a guy that'll just take words from a piece of paper. He makes it his own, and what will I say? And he knows how to get heat. And great in the ring. When he was with Impact just recently, wrestling with Josh, I mean, those guys went out there and had 20-25 minute match, and I mean, talk about a great match, you know. And I think Christian is better as a heel. He's a great baby face.
He really is. But there's a few guys like that, though. I think Roman Reigns is better as a heel.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Roman Reigns is so talented. That guy is just so talented. Yeah. And he's a great person, too. So, yeah. I love the dude. So
Kelly also says Luchasaurus is going to hurt Christian, though. Luchasaurus, I mean, I don't know much about him, but he's one of my favorite guys on AEW.
Yeah. Everybody loves him. I mean, he's a draw too. So he was doing a couple indie shows. I don't know if they're allowed to do them, but this was before the pandemic, right before the pandemic and the shutdown. And they were doing some really good numbers, the shows he was at.
I think they are, because I've seen like Max Caster and a few other of the AEW stars do indie shows.
Yeah.
Oh, go ahead. Sure. I'm sure it depends on the schedule and stuff.
Right. I think what it is, you know, it's good, you know, but if the market's not flooded, you know, and, you know, with AEW, they've got to protect their talent too. And a lot of times, you know, and that's a great thing, you know, with Impact, and I enjoy working with Impact, is, you know, some of their guys that have been around for a long time, like myself and stuff, and you know, they know how to go out there and you know, wrestle on the independent scene, and you know, because they know I'm going to work with good independent groups, you know, that aren't going to put you in a sticky situation. So some of the younger talent, they, you know, they don't know how to navigate the waters when it comes to good wrestling promotions and bad wrestling promotions, you know. So that's one thing we, you know, and I take pride in, and, you know, with IWR, is making sure we're the best, you know, indie promotion we could possibly put out. And, you know, we don't put, you know, any of the talent in harm's way. So,
no, I think we have a great mix.
Sometimes they put themselves in harm's way.
You can't help that. I mean,
right. They do. Right. Yeah, that's what makes it insane. So, you know.
But Robert, want to know, during your time at ROH, were there ever any talks about putting the world title on you?
Oh, was there any talks? No. Because who brought me in was Cornette, and I was just there. It wasn't a long-term thing for me to be there. I mean, even though I was there for two and a half years, but if there was ever any talks, you know, it was never brought to my attention. But I really enjoyed working with all those guys and girls there. And it's nice that Tony Khan picked that brand up, because it's one of those things where, you know, there's a long history there.
Yeah, and a lot of great wrestlers came through there.
Oh, yeah. And there's a lot of good wrestlers that were there, you know. And thank God we were able to pick up a lot of, you know, the like the Matt Tavens and stuff, even though they beat the crap out of me and took me out. But, you know, guys like that, and even Maria and, you know, in that group, and PCO, and, you know, they just better you and better the product. So.
And Bill wants to say happy Thursday. Happy Thursday, Bill.
Yes, so, happy Thursday, Bill.
One of the things we like to do on our podcast is promote our show. So, IWR 13, Insane Heat, coming to you July 28th.
Yeah, and if you already got tickets,
ticket sales at the bottom. Yep.
You tell your friends, make sure they get their tickets, because every show, you know.
Honestly, like I'm biased, but it's the best indie show in anywhere. So,
oh, yeah, especially this part of, like, I'd say even Northern Ohio, yeah. You know. This part of Michigan, you know, so
the entire world.
Yeah. So definitely want to keep on growing. So we're looking at maybe, Fowlerville and, maybe running Toledo. So
yeah,
Toledo is just, there hasn't really been a promotion there that stuck, you know? So if we could run a couple shows there a year, that'd be great. You know, so Fowlerville. So I got family in Fowlerville.
So we're going to have that coming up pretty soon. We're going to have hopefully a show in August, end of August. We're taking September off because we get the Pop Fest coming in September. A lot of the guys are going to be at the Pop Fest. We just announced Sam Beal is going to be there. Rhino's going to be there. Jason Hotch is going to be there. We're bringing in Al Snow is going to be there. So looking forward to seeing you and Al Snow together.
Yeah. Al Snow, man, you can learn so much from him in just having a conversation. Whether you're a wrestling fan or a wrestler, that's what I try to tell these younger guys and girls. It's like, you know, pick their brain, because you don't know when they're going to be around. And And a lot of the younger talent, they'll help me out around the wrestling ring. And you got to stay in the front of someone's mind, you know, because when they need someone, it's like, oh, and that's how Edge and Christian, you know, they needed someone up there in Winnipeg. And they worked me and they'd come down here and they're like, hey, what about Rhino? Everything else was laid out, you know.
And our number one worker, Rita Doobie, said she'd been to a lot of shows, indie wrestling shows lately, and Monroe is by far the best. Thank you, Rita. Rita Doobie. I don't know if you've ever met her.
I don't know. I don't think I've met her.
But just for the show we got coming up, July 28th, tickets are on sale at purplepass.com/IWR13. VIPs are insane. We got the Bachelor Benjamin Boone facing Miss Vicky. Ben thought he fell in love last week, but Love had a mustache. So they're going to end up going at it. We got Haley Shadows versus Shauna Reed. Shauna Reed making her IWR debut. The daughter of 10,000 Maniacs versus the Barbie Killer. So that's another VIP match. I'm looking forward to seeing that. And then we got our third VIP match is the first ever of any kind ever I've ever seen or heard, a goose on a pole match with the grimy Zach Thomas and the Kenny Urban are going to battle for the goose on a pole. Hopefully put this little rivalry to rest. I believe this is their third time fighting each other.
The rubber match, the rubber good match. Old historic rubber match.
So they're gonna try to put it to rest, see what happens. And Terry's gone, so I'm going to finish the show by myself. Main card includes Trey Miguel, our United States champion, undefeated in an IWR ring since its inception for sanctioned IWR matches. He is battling Sam Beal, the Perminator, with Ox in his corner. Sam gets a chance at the United States title that Trey has held since, I believe, almost Christmas last year, somewhere around there. Then we have the Canadian Battle Royal, the $10,000 Canadian Battle Royal. We have 20 participants in that. We haven't announced them. There's going to be some surprises. So you guys be looking for the Canadian Battle Royal. It's going to be fun. I always love Battle Royals. 2 feet over, 2 feet on the ground, over the top rope. We'll see what happens. We got top-notch Jason Hotch fighting the Process, MM3. Jason and MM3 always have wonderful matches, and I'm looking forward to seeing them together in the IWR ring. See what they can do. Another match we got coming is the main event monster Madman Fulton facing whole lot of dude Crash Jackson. That's going to be a very thunderous match. I can't wait to see what happens there. And then we have the Game Changers defending their title against DTA again. DTA gets their rematch. We'll see what happens. DTA faces their former manager, Johnny Bravo, will be in the Game Changers corner, now their manager. So it's always, who knows what's going to happen with that. And then the main event, we got the French-Canadian Frankenstein PCO battling our World Heavyweight Champion, Dread King Logan, for the title. So you guys get your tickets. Want to see you out there July 28th at the House of Insanity, purplepass.com/IWR13. Get your tickets. I think VIPs are almost gone. So, you know, we got to get going. Get on. Obviously, we've got a couple more people. Let's see. The whose idea was it for you to join? Scum. I don't know what that is. I need to make it to the show. I hope you make it out there, Bill. And what got you into pro wrestling, Terry? He makes me watch it. It's his fault, Rhino's fault. So we were going to be out of here. We'll see you. Won't be next week because next week we got our IWR 13. But in 2 weeks we'll be back. And until then, we will have to say.
Bye, Felicia.
Damn. Y'all stink.